Pakistan is preparing to host Chinese president in a grand parade ceremony similar to India's move last month to invite the US president on its national day. Hours after Chinese foreign minister confirmed that his country's president would visit Islamabad soon, the US president Barack Obama and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi engaged in a phone diplomacy to win back Pakistan, increasingly concerned over strategic partnership between the two countries.
Of course, they are not so happy if the developments between Pakistan and China go smooth. Because in the overall global and regional context, they don't want China and Pakistan to be so close, because in that case, their design for the region is not possible to be completed.
Obama explained for 30 minutes to Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on how his visit to Pakistan's arch rival India was not at the cost of Pakistan. However, Sharif said in an official statement that he made it clear to Obama that Islamabad would never accept the US-backed entry of India as a permanent member in the UN Security Council at any cost, because New Delhi continues to breach numerous UN resolutions to hold plebiscite in the disputed Kashmir region.
In fact, the alignment of India and America is apparently against China, but we feel that whatever is being sent to India will be used against Pakistan.
Pakistan's foreign policy is India-centric, and more specifically, it is largely linked with disputed Kashmir region over which both countries had three wars. Now Pakistan increasingly feels that US over the years has failed to pressurize India to get this dispute resolved peacefully, which analysts say could become a nuclear flashpoint if it is left unresolved. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.